Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off the daily editorials today with a company update from Aztec Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AZT and on the OTCQB under the symbol AZZTF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Simon Dykowski. Now, Simon, let's follow up on a news release that came out just yesterday, focused on the exploration plans this year at the Cervantes project in Mexico. Now, this is a JV with Kootenay. Kootenay is a 35% JV partner, as Aztec holds a 65% interest. In terms of this work program, it is in two phases. The first phase, more of a surface program, and then the second phase coming in late Q3. That's when these drills are getting on the ground for a 5,000-meter program. Initially here, Simon, please just give us an overview of the overall goals of this program as you are getting back on site at Cervantes.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity to chat about Cervantes with you today, Corey. So Cervantes is a project that Aztec went public on back in 2017. And over the course of the last 3 years, Aztec has now earned a 65% interest in the project. We formed our joint venture with Kootenay Silver back in December of last year, so just about a month ago, and we're excited to get back and work on the project. There hasn't been much meaningful exploration work since 2018, so the program that we announced, it's big for us. So to start, in the first quarter, we will be doing a small mapping and sampling program. Small in terms of budget, but large in terms of scale and coverage. So the project is large. It's 3,600 hectares approximately, and it's got seven zones that we've divided it into that include the California zone where Aztec made a gold discovery back in 2017, 2018. However, you know, the whole project is not completely explored in terms of mapping and geochemical sampling. So what we've decided to do is, in the first phase of the project, go and cover some of the zones that don't have as much soil coverage on them and better prepare ourselves to drill later in the year. The weather patterns down in that part of Mexico drive this decision a little bit. Right now, the vegetation is relatively low, so it's a good time to send crews out into the field and look at the rocks and pick up samples. Then later in the summer, we get into a very rainy season, which isn't ideal for road building or drilling. So partly we're dividing this up into that in this manner to cover off the weather patterns that we have to deal with. But really the more meaningful part of this program will be later in the year, in the third quarter, where the joint venture plans to commence a 5,000-meter reverse circulation drill program. So this will be quite big for the project. You'll recall that in 2018, Aztec drilled a discovery of 14 holes yielding oxide gold in what looks to be an oxide cap to a gold copper porphyry system. You know, that has not been followed up on. So of the 3,000 meter 17 hole program conducted back in 2018, 14 of those holes hit gold up to a headline hole of 160 meters of 0.77 grams per ton gold. So we plan on spending about half of our 5,000 meter drill program on infill drilling that target on 50 meter spacings and stepping out some targets to the southwest. That should give us the confidence to go and pursue a resource, an initial resource estimate on that California zone. The rest of the budget will be broken up into some secondary targets, one of them being the Purísima, where there's a historic high-grade gold mine located on it, a small-scale mine, and then doing some deeper drilling, testing some geophysical anomalies that could indicate some porphyry copper-gold potential down with 500-meter drill holes. So all in all, that'll be exciting, but we have to do the legwork first. The total budget for this combined program is about $1.1 million to the JV, so 65% to us will be around $700,000 Canadian.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about initially this work at the California target then. You are right. The second part of this year, the second phase of this program is going to be, or could be a big catalyst for the company with this drilling. But what's the allocation or split up going to be between infill drilling and also doing these step outs at the California target?
So it will be largely infill. So what we did in 2018 was we drilled along a spine. So we'll be stepping off 50 meters in each direction in two lines. So if investors are interested, they could look actually at our a map that we posted in yesterday's news release. So there will be 14 holes in that main California zone. We'll then have one hole drilled in the Jasper zone, and then approximately 4 to 6 holes in the Parisima zone. And that is not counting 2 500-meter deep targets that we plan to test, one right in the California zone and then one right to the south of it. So a bit of a jumble when I describe it over the phone, but there's a map on our website and our news release that highlights where the drill targets are.
All right, and I will post a link to this news release so everyone can read over it and get some more background on this California target and the discovery, some of the highlight holes from back in 2017, 2018. Overall, then, it sounds like this drill program is focused on coming out with a resource for the California target, but there is also this exploration drilling testing out completely new targets. But that's going to go hand in hand also with this phase one, the surface work program, correct?
That's correct. And we have some big gaps on the map. So it really is critical to have the geological mapping completed and the extra sampling. As you point out, it's a two-pronged approach in phase two. You know, the California zone has had a number of holes put into it, needs more obviously to start looking at, you know, potential tonnages and things of that nature. And then as we highlight, you know, the Cervantes project is large and hosts several targets, Parisima East, for example, Estrella, Parisima West, Jasper, and even California North. So there's a lot of exploration upside on this project, but that will pair nicely with some infill resource development drilling as well. So a lot of news to build into that drill program starting in the third quarter. And I think this should come up on investor screens as a project that'll be making some waves in Sonora, Mexico. I'd just like to point out the neighborhood that we're in. It's a prolific district of mining. We are located very close to some projects that your listeners are no doubt familiar with. We're about 45 kilometers north of the Minera Alamo Santana gold heap leach development. We're about 60 kilometers west of the Agnico Eagle La India mine, and as well as the Mulatos mine operated by Alamos Gold. So a really good neighborhood to be in. And, we think that investors will definitely take to the story once we start drilling.
So just one more quick question regarding some of these other targets like Parisima or California North or even Jasper. Have there been any other historic holes drilled into these targets that you have the data on?
We don't have data on any holes in Parisima East. There is a historic mine located there that there's an adit going in that we've mapped and sampled. And we don't have any drill data on California North. And that's actually a very interesting target for us, as it's an extension of a fairly large gold and soil anomaly that spans almost a kilometer long that averaged about almost half a gram of gold, 0.44 grams of gold. So that'll be an exciting drill target. We drilled a target at Jasper in 2018, but missed the structure we were chasing. So we think it's worthy to further investigate the anomalies that drew us to that area. So not a lot of historic drill data on any of these targets.
All right, let's also just get a quick little update, follow up on any work going on at Tombstone. Now, Tombstone has been one of the main drivers of news for the company. This project's in southern Arizona. You and I have talked at length about some of the recent drill results at Tombstone, but just remind everybody, because Tombstone still is, I think you can argue, the flagship project here, what work's ongoing at Tombstone?
Yeah, so we wrapped up what we consider to be a very successful phase one RC drill program at Tombstone back in November. We now have all the results in hand, and we are actively planning our second phase of drilling, which we expect to start sometime in the first quarter as well. So we'll have some updates out on Tombstone over the next month, but right now the project stands at the planning for phase two drilling and as well as completing our earn in on the project. So it, just to remind you, Corey, we have an option to form a 75-25 joint venture with another company on Tombstone. So we've now spent the money required, and there's a couple of administrative items to take care of, and then that joint venture will be formed, and we'll be attacking the project in phase two drilling with a partner company, which will be great. So lots of news to come out related to Tombstone over the next few weeks, and we should be drilling by March.
Okay. Simon, I appreciate the update, and full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Aztec Minerals. If any of you have any follow-up questions for Simon regarding either Cervantes or the Tombstone property, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get Simon to answer those. We will be following up as some more news hits the market, though. So, Simon, thank you again for your time. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks a lot, Corey. Talk to you later.